This is Joanna Schrader reporting live for Domestic Fuel, and I'm with Tom Slenica, who's the VP of Marketing for FibroChem. Tom, how are you?
Good. It's great to be here. Last year was our first year. We partnered with Fremont, Novozyme, and Fermentis. Four companies came together. We created a little seminar that allowed lab techs, plant managers, anyone involved with the key aspects of fermentation in their plants to learn about the new technologies that are available.
Now, we do hear a lot about fermentation and the importance of fermentation and the ethanol production process. Tom, can you kind of expand a little bit on how key fermentation is in the process?
Well, as every plant manager, CEO, or GM of the ethanol plant knows, you know, the lifeblood of the plant is optimizing alcohol production within that plant. That's really what drives the profitability of that plant. Of course, we have to buy our corn right and sell our ethanol right and sell our distillers right. But if we're not optimizing every kernel of corn for the amount of ethanol it can possibly produce, we're leaving money on the table. And that's really what this seminar is all about, is making sure that the people involved with those most important details of the plant have the optimum information to maximize what's happening for the profitability line of that plant. You know, in several of the ethanol meetings that we've been at, representative of the four companies came together and we said, you know, the industry seems to be missing education. There are some great programs that are out there, but they're fairly expensive. They take a lot of time away from the plant because they're in locations that are far remote from mainstream ethanol production. So we decided that we would put on a series of events that were within an easy half a day's drive of several plants. We'd keep the class size small so that the exchange between the instructors and the participants was high. And we'd keep the price point very, very low so that it was no barrier to being able to send folks from your plant that you might not normally send. So registrations are inexpensive and the location is near you.
So, Tom, what are the dates and location of the first seminar of this year?
This year, our first seminar is March 30th and 31st. It's in Indianapolis, and it's two half-day sessions, and we're going to have a little bit of fun, too. And the night of the first session, we're all going to go to an Indiana Pacers game. It's going to allow everybody from the ethanol plants to talk with one another and share a little camaraderie with coworkers or peers from other industries, and I think everybody's really going to enjoy it.
Now, before we started this interview, you mentioned to me that although it's a small class size, you're almost sold out, but you do still have a few spots left. Is that correct?
That is correct. Just like last year, people seem to be really interested in this program, but we want to make sure that the class is sold out. We've got a few spots left. And if you're interested in learning more, or if you want to sign up, of course, you can speak to the representatives of any of the companies, Novozyme, Fremont, Fibro, or Fermentis. We're all doing this together, and more information is posted on everybody's websites.
Great. And Tom, for those people who maybe are a little bit behind here and don't make this deadline of March 10th, when you anticipate that you probably will be sold out, do you plan on doing several more of these in other locations?
There is another session. It's going to be held in the fall in Kansas City. More information is available on our website. You can go to processoptimization.com and learn more about it. Or, again, just contact your representative from any of the four companies.
And just to reiterate, you're looking for people. This is going to be most beneficial for people who are in some sort of key plant operations position or lab position. Is that correct?
That's correct. Anybody who's involved with the decisions of enzymes, yeast, antimicrobial protection, or water control are really going to benefit from this very pointed conversations that are going to occur during this session.
And Tom, is there anything else you want to add?
No, we just hope that everyone attends. We're pleased that the ethanol industry is doing well, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that profitabilities remain high.
Great. Thanks, Tom.